Nacho!
I'm not gonna lie, I have spent the past, 20 minutes trying to record an intro for today's episode, and this shit has been hard. I have been fumbling, stumbling, bumbling all over the place. I can't record a decent intro. This shit is hard. Last week I struggled with recording an intro, but I kind of got the hang of it after 5 minutes, and I think it came out great. But I don't know, today I just could not find my groove when it came to getting this intro out there. So I figured, hey, why don't I just tell you guys how much I've struggled about doing an intro, and then eventually we will just stumble upon an intro, and then we could just get the episode started. And that's what this is. This is me fumbling my way into an intro. I am your host, Jax Vieira. Welcome to another episode of the Nacho Podcast, a podcast about my thoughts and nachos. Whew. I'm trying not to laugh because I love that saying so much. I came up with the idea, but somebody else also thought of it as well. I'm going to take the credit for it because it's my podcast, but you know who you are. Shout out to you. I love you. But I laugh at my jokes. What can I say? I think I'm a funny guy. I know it's corny to laugh at your own jokes. I'm also a corny guy, so it's cool. I don't care. I'm me. I'm Jax. I'm Jay. Whatever you want to call me. I'm corny. But thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in to another episode. This week is the Valentine's Day edition, so you know you can kind of guess where this episode is going to go later on. But before we get into anything, I just wanted to thank everybody who tuned in to the last two episodes of the Nacho Podcast. I know it's a shock for some of you that I've recorded two episodes and you're just finding out about this, but it was hard to just promote myself, if I'm being totally honest with you. You know, it took a lot for me to start a podcast, and then once I got everything I wanted and needed to do the podcast, it was a lot for me to record. And then once I really kind of got the hang of recording and listening to myself speak, it was hard for me to upload that on the internet, because you guys know how the internet is. You upload something, who knows how it's going to go. It can go right, everybody could love it and be the high praises and everything, or it can go left and people are going to trash it to the day you die. And that's kind of what I was scared of. I didn't know how people were going to react to hearing me, you know, in their headphones or on their radio, you know, hearing me just talk about whatever I wanted to talk about. But going into, you know, this week, you know, I talked to a few people and they told me, hey man, look, if podcasting is something you want to do, you have to go all in. You know, you can't half-ass it. You gotta, and one of the big steps in being a podcaster is promoting your brand on social media. That's where most people get their listeners from. Like, you post yourself on social media, let people know what you do so that they can tune in and let them judge it for themselves. If they don't like it, they don't like it. I can't force people to like something I do, but I can give them the opportunity to listen and make their own decision on my content. My job is just to create it. Your job is to listen to it and enjoy it or not enjoy it. And if you don't enjoy it, let me know. Let me know, hey, look, this is why I didn't enjoy it. This is where I think you can improve on. And I'm going to do my best to kind of incorporate all of that. And that's kind of what happened this past week. I let people know that, hey, I'm recording episode 3 of the podcast later on this week. If you're interested in checking it out, subscribe or do whatever you have to do to listen to me. And people were shocked. A lot of my friends were like, I had no idea you did a podcast. I would love to listen to you on a podcast. And I was like, really? Because I was in my own head about it. I didn't think people wanted to listen to me, but contrary to popular belief, they did. and a lot of people listened to it. A lot of people had great feedback on it. A lot of people gave me great words of encouragement. A lot of people told me what I needed to fix, and I actually enjoyed it. I enjoyed talking to people about this podcast. I enjoyed listening to what they had to say about it, and that just made me more motivated to come in here and just kill this shit every week. So that's why we're back. Episode 3, Nacho Podcast, Valentine's Day edition. Let's do like Trey Songz says, and let's just dive right into the good stuff. February 14th, 2020 is Valentine's Day. It is the day of love. It is the day that we can go above and beyond for our significant others, for our family, for our friends, and show them how much we love and appreciate them. I'm kind of a fan of Valentine's Day because, like I said, it's a day to kind of go over the top when it comes to love. Even though I kind of like to keep it, you know, mellow and not do too much, I do love the idea of, you know, taking my significant other out somewhere and doing something a little bit more than what we would usually do on a normal date night and things like that. And I know a lot of people, Valentine's Day is just another way that, you know, corporate America gets you to spend your money. Yeah, it is. As if we want to get down to the nitty gritty, that's exactly what it is. But let's not act like it's not a great idea because, you know, in our busy day-to-day lives between school and work and kids and other responsibilities that we have, we may not show our significant other the amount of love that you know that is warranted. You know, yeah, we may say I love you every day, we may go on dates every month or so, but we don't really go above and beyond for them quite often. And I feel like Valentine's Day is the day to kind of be like, hey, go above and beyond, do a little extra for somebody you love because they deserve it, and it's nice to show them that you love them. And it's not just about, you know, going above and beyond for your significant other. You know, if you're single on Valentine's Day, and you have family, you have friends that you love, going above and beyond for them. You know, let them know that, hey, look, I love you. Like, thank you for being in my life. Thank you for what you've done for me. Thank you for whatever. Just a big old over the top, I love you. And again, when I say over the top, I don't mean like, you know, you gotta spend all this money on people, but I do mean go do a little bit out of the ordinary. So something that you're not used to doing for that person or for those individuals. Do a little extra for them, you know, and hence why you have cards and chocolates and candies and things like that. But I love Valentine's Day. I have plans with my girlfriend later on this week that we'll talk about later. But Valentine's Day is great, you know. And everybody says, well, Valentine's Day doesn't really mean much because every day should be Valentine's Day. You should show love to your significant other all the time. And it's like, all right, we get it. Like, yes, we should be drowning our significant others in love every day. But that's not the reality of the situation. We're busy. We have lives. We have responsibilities. We have things that we have to take care of. And we may not always be there, or we may not always have the time to show our significant others how much we love them. Hence why you have Valentine's Day, a day dedicated for that specific moment, you know? And there's so many people use that Valentine's Day for so many different things. You know, Valentine's Day is used to, you know, again, like I said, go above and beyond for somebody that you're dating or somebody you're married to. But that's also a day where new relationships are started. You know, you've been dating for somebody or you've been talking to somebody for a few months, you know, and Valentine's Day is a day you guys make it official. You know, Valentine's Day is a day where if you've been with somebody for quite some time and you've kind of lost that spark, Valentine's Day is a day that you kind of reignite it and see if you guys can get things back to where they used to be. So I love Valentine's Day. I love what it means. I love what it stands for. And we're just, it's a lot. I really do appreciate Valentine's Day. But like all holidays, like all, you know, major events, there are certain expectations that come with Valentine's Day. And I guess in this part of the conversation, I want to talk about why I feel like the expectations for Valentine's Day stem more from women than they do men. Because if you've ever gone into a store, you know, you've noticed that a lot of the gifts and a lot of the products for Valentine's Day are kind of geared towards women. Even like the sales that like Macy's and all these other clothing stores have, usually geared towards women. There's more, there seems to be more variety for women. There seems to be more sales, like more things are on sale for women. And I feel like women expect this outlandish or this, like I said, over the top Valentine's Day. You know, you just can't, gifts and the chocolate don't work anymore. You know, it's, you have to take them on a nice date. You have to, you know, buy them a really nice piece of jewelry. You know, you have to, flowers, you know, whatever. Women, I feel like women expect more on Valentine's Day than men. And I'm not really sure why. I'm always the type of person, well, why don't men get the same type of, the same type of, why don't men have the same expectations of Valentine's Day as women do? So, for example, I love chocolates. I love candy. I love flowers. I am not ashamed to say a good set of roses. Whew, boy, make my jaws come off. But it's women don't seem to like, I'm gonna get my man flowers. I'm gonna get my man this. I'm gonna get my man that. It's more of, I expect my man to do these things for me, and usually the night is usually ended with some type of sexual, you know, behavior. You know, sometimes it's just, hey, you know, thanks for what you've done for me, here's some sex, or thank you, we're gonna try something different in the bedroom because of Valentine's Day. I feel like most men's rewards for Valentine's Day is sex, which, let's be honest, I don't think I'm gonna find a man in the world who's gonna complain about that. But me personally, I would love the sex, I would love the gifts, I would love to be taken out for Valentine's Day. I would love for, you know, my girlfriend to say, hey babe, this year I'm taking you out. You know, like Usher, we're gonna trade places. But so yeah, I'm not really sure why I feel like Valentine's Day is geared more towards women. Is it because women expect more things for Valentine's Day as men? Because as a man, we're very simple: food, sex, peace and quiet. That's all we really need on Valentine's Day. But women, it seems to be more of a, there's a lot more expected from a woman on Valentine's Day than there is from a man. But, you know, it is what it is. I have a lot of plans for my girlfriend this Valentine's Day. She has plans for me. It's going to be a great Valentine's Day. We're going to enjoy ourselves. I hope you guys enjoy yourselves as well. If you don't have anybody to celebrate Valentine's Day with, that is okay. It's fine. You know, I know a lot of people are in what a new term that's kind of formed over the past few years is a situationship. And it's Wednesday when I'm recording this, and you may not know what you're doing for Valentine's Day on Friday, which, if you don't know what you're doing on Valentine's Day right at this point, drop them. Like, we don't need that type of negativity in your life, for being honest. If you're not sure where you stand with somebody on Valentine's Day, it's probably clear sign that it's not going to go any further than what that person wants it to go. Because if somebody really cared for you, if they really wanted to let you know that they love you or that they appreciate you, they'd go above and beyond today on Valentine's Day. They do whatever they need to do to show you, hey, look, I'm committed to you. I want you. We are going to enjoy ourselves on this day of love, you know? So, but at the end of the day, if that's not what you have, that's not what, you know, is going on right now, it's okay. You know, it's also Single Awareness Day. You know, a lot of people are out there that are single. You know, a lot of women have kind of reinvented this day as a Galentine's Day, where them and their single girlfriends, they get together and they spend time with each other, and they just kind of embrace, you know, that single lifestyle, which I personally think is great. I think that I think as a man, we need to spend more of that time together like that. I feel like it's hard to get men together just to kind of spend, you know, a night and just kind of chill out and talk about our feelings and, you know, play 2K and just jam out and listen to music, smoke some weed, drink some Jack. You know, I feel like it's harder for me. I don't think there is a male equivalent to Galentine's Day. But maybe that's something I can start. Well, I don't plan on being single anytime soon, so maybe not. One of my single homeboys could probably start it, and I'll just kind of like support her from afar. But I feel like we do need to kind of start what would we call it? We would call it like a Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day. Yeah, I like that. We'll go with that. Valentine's Day. Hashtag Valentine's Day. But yeah, it's okay. But going back to what I was talking about earlier about situationships, it's very important. And this is not just about Valentine's Day. If you're in a situationship, it's very important that you at some point establish a title. And what I mean by title is establish whether you are somebody's boyfriend or if you are somebody's girlfriend, or whatever other spectrum of term there may be out there. But because you don't want to look dumb when things go wrong and you find out that somebody is dealing with somebody else outside of you. And when you approach them and you confront them about it, their response is, well, we were just hanging out. We were never really official, you know, and it hurts. Like, I know I've been in that situation before. I know a lot of friends who have been in that situation before. And the shit sucks. Like, I was talking to a girl for, I'm not gonna even tell you how long I was talking to her, but I let her know that, hey, look, I'm really feeling her. I'm really feeling you. You know, I think me and you would make a great couple. I think we should really explore, you know, this thing we got going on. And she kind of led me on. She told me that, you know, she wasn't in the right space for a relationship, but she felt the same way. And that if we keep this going, eventually it will evolve into a relationship. So for, I'm going to say a year. So for a year, I was in a situationship. We were going on dates that I paid for all the time. We would travel. We would spend quality time with each other. We would cry with each other. Just share everything with each other. And then she goes to New York. Post a picture on Facebook with her and some guy. I see them make out and I lose my shit. I absolutely just lose my shit because I'm like, how could she do this to me? Like, me and her were supposed to like go the distance, and here she is. She goes to New York for a few days and she's got another nigga waiting for her. So, but when she came down and I confronted her about it, the first thing she said was, but we're not together. Why are you so upset? We're just friends. And I think that hurt more than finding out that she was messing with somebody else, because I'm like, damn, she's right. Like, we never established titles. I was never her boyfriend. She was never my girlfriend. We were just friends. So how can I feel some type of way about her doing homeboy when that's really not my business? And that shit hurt. So, and that's why titles are so important. You need to know where you stand with somebody. There needs to be common ground when it comes to these relationships. You just can't go with the flow of, you just can't go with the flow of things and be like, no, we chilling, we cool, and then there not be a title. You know, you have to, at some point, you have to establish that I am exclusively yours and you are exclusively mine. Anything outside of that is inappropriate. You know, so just something to keep your mind on, because I know a lot of people are in situationships right now. And I know it's tough because you love this person and you think they love you, but you're not sure, but you know that, you know, they're there for you. You guys have these intimate moments together, but there is no title. And it's like, how do you find that balance? Do you treat them like your significant other, or do you treat them like your friend? Like, it's hard. And it's so confusing. Like, just thinking about it, I'm like, God, that shit it sucks so bad to not know where you stand with somebody, to not know if the feelings you have for this person are the same for somebody else. I remember with my girlfriend, she was telling me how she felt that I didn't. She knew she loved me. She knew that she would go to the moon and back for me, but she didn't know if I felt the same way. And that hurt, because I'm like, I love this girl to death. Like, I would do anything for her. But the fact that she didn't know, like, she couldn't confidently say that, yes, my boyfriend will tear this earth apart for me, that hurts. So I can only imagine if you don't have that connection with someone. And we were dating at the time. Like, we were officially boyfriend and girlfriend when we had this conversation. So I can only imagine when you're not officially dating somebody, how it feels to not really know where you stand with the person. And it's 2020. I know, like, back in the day, that's what a lot of our parents did. I'm 30, so my parents are up there in age. And I know back in the day, that's what they used to do. They used to kind of just get with each other and just kind of like, we're just going to ride this till the wheels fall off. We're not going to really, you know, if he steps out, then cool. If she steps out, cool. But at the end of the day, we know what we got, and that's enough. But I feel like in 2020, that's now we gotta dead that. You gotta establish what you are. And ladies, and this is geared more towards women because they run the world. But ladies, don't be afraid to ask a man where you guys stand. You know, if that's a turnoff for him, if he feels like you're putting too much pressure on him to be in a relationship, chances are it's not going to get further than that conversation. And it shouldn't. Like, once he's like, yo, you really, I'm not trying to really be in a relationship. I'm cool where we at. Like, dead it. That's the end of that conversation. That's the end of that individual. You don't need to speak to that person anymore. Yes, it's easier said than done. I'm aware of that. I know how hard it is to just let an emotional attachment to somebody, just let that go. But it has to be done. And you can't be afraid to want to know if the feelings you have for an individual is being, you know, if that person feels the same. So don't, situations, Jesus, English is so hard for me. And that's my first language. Situationships are so hard when you're in them, and it's so hard to get out of them. But I'm telling you guys, you can't be afraid to try to establish something. And especially if that person, if you really fuck with that person, don't waste your entire life chasing after somebody who you may or may not, you know, end up with in the long run. So that's just some food for thought for you guys. Oh, and to kind of beefen up my point here, this past week, it was revealed that the baby, the rapper, is having another child with a different woman. And, you know, his first baby mama, I don't know why I don't like saying baby mama, the mother of his first child, there we go, felt some type of way about it and was calling him a dog and a cheater and whatever what else. But somebody pulled up an old clip of saying that, you know, she's single, you know, but her and the baby, they cool, they know what they got, but she's single. So they're in a situationship. Like, how could you be single and claim that you're single, but then be upset when the person you are quote unquote cool with goes out and seeks other, you know, other individuals? How could you feel some type of way after, like, you've bragged that you're single and now he's having a baby with somebody else, so you feel some type of way about it now? That's why it's so important to establish where you are with somebody in a relationship, because, you know, the shit sucks when you find out that they're not really fucking with you the way you fuck with them. But yeah, it's, you know, situationships are shitty. They suck. Get out of them if you can. There's plenty of other people out there. Like, most of my listeners, I'm sure, they're younger than me, if not the same age as me. There's so many other people there that are waiting for you to for you to just show up in their lives so they can give you everything they can ever want. But you gotta just go out and look for it. You know, you can't just kind of sit back and hope that it comes to you. You gotta put yourself out there. And establish what you want. Let people know what you want. My girlfriend, 1 month into dating her, she let me know the whole plan. She let me know exactly how she wanted things to be done, what she expected of me. And she still reminds me to this day, because sometimes I fall short. But it's okay. It's okay to let people know what you want out of a relationship. And if they're not fucking with that, then you're not fucking with them. Point blank, period. I don't care how tall he is, Steph. I don't care how I don't care how good looking they are. I don't care how fat their ass are. Is, you know, if they're not fucking with what, if they're not willing to meet you halfway on something and help you, you know, build some type of foundation and eventually build a relationship, then they're not for you. Don't waste your time. You know, like, move on. We have to learn to move on quicker. You know, oh, you're not really fucking with me in this way? All right, bet. Block. I'll see you when I see you. I'm gonna live my best life and see what the next man brings, the next woman brings. You know what I mean? So that's just that's what it is. Being single is great. Being single in Miami is cool. I know people hate being single in Miami, but it's cool. You just gotta go out there and you gotta find what the one for you, and you gotta let them know what you want early, so that if that's not what they want, you can get out of there quick. But also, back to Valentine's Day, I think it's important that we, you know, we celebrate our family. Because if you're single on Valentine's Day, you don't have anybody to really, you know, celebrate with. You have family. You do have people that you love. It's not just about relationships. It's not just about, you know, being with your significant other. You have family that you can express your love to. And I feel like it's so important to do that with children, because we are our children's first. And I don't have any children, by the way. but if you do, please, you know, feel free to chime in, you know, on social media. Let me know if this is true or not. But I feel like children, their first experience of love, which I know this is true, their first experience when it comes to love is from their parents. And we kind of, again, get caught up with the day-to-day lives and how hectic it is. We don't really show enough love to our kids. And that goes back to why Valentine's Day is so important. Don't just buy your kids something for Valentine's Day because, you know, that's what they want. Because then it's just, they equate love with receiving gifts. And somebody doesn't love them if somebody isn't gifting something to them. You know what I mean? So you have to sit them down, let them know you love them. You want the best for them. You care for them, and that, so that way when they go out into the real world, they know that feeling. They know that somebody telling them and showing them that they love them is more important than somebody just buying them gifts. And if somebody bought me a gift, then they must really love me, because that's how my parents show me love. You know what I mean? So it's important that we establish this early. So if you have kids, you know, sit them down, talk to them, let them know that you love them. Do something nice for them that isn't materialistic, so that they can appreciate, you know, what love is, and continue to do it. Continue every year to just continue to shower them with love, so that way they aren't lost. They aren't confused when they get out here in the real world and they're like, I don't know what love is. Because I can tell you right now, I know my parents love me. I know that, you know, they do anything for me, but love was weird in my household. You know, my mom had a way of showing love. My dad had a way of showing love. And as a child, it's confusing. You're like, what is love? I was confused. Like, to this day, I'm still kind of confused, and I'm learning how to show love, how to interpret love, how to express love. It's tricky, and I feel like a lot of this could have been something that experienced in a better way, I guess I can say. Excuse me. So, you know, love is so tricky, man. It's a tricky thing. You know, nobody's going to be perfect at it. You know, nobody's going to get it right. It's going to be rough. And I think a lot of people, especially with social media now, they see, oh, this celebrity loves his wife because he does all these, you know, extravagant things for her. He flies her around the world. He puts her up in these nice hotels. He buys her all this nice jewelry. He really loves her. And I feel like we see that, and we want to copy that. We want to repeat those actions, because we feel like that's how, you know, that's how women, for example, women want that. Women want to be flown around the world, because to them, that's what love is. And then men want to spend all this money that they don't have, by the way, because they feel like, if I do these things, this woman will love me more. She'll understand that I love her because I'm doing all these things for her. And then once, you know, the money disappears and the trips get canceled and the gifts stop coming in, that's when you start having problems. You're like, well, you used to love me. You used to take me out all the time. That's like, that didn't mean that wasn't my way. God, should have been more prepared. But that's not love. Love isn't materialistic. Is receiving gifts great? Absolutely. I love receiving gifts, you know. But I'm simple. Like, you give me a Jolly Rancher, I'm like, ooh, what you trying to do? I'm joking. But yeah, like, you know, I love receiving gifts. But I also love being in the presence of people who I love. Just to the beat. Like, I love just being around my girlfriend. If we're just sitting in the bed on our phones, you know, I love that. We don't have to be doing anything. We don't have to say a word to each other. We don't have to stare in each other's eyes for hours, although sometimes we do that. But, you know, just to be in her presence, just to have her next, just to feel her skin on mine is more than enough. And I think that's leading into my next point, is you need to know your love language. You need to know what love is to you. What is love? For me, it's that quality time. It's spending time with my girlfriend in a, wherever, even if we go to Target and we walk around the aisles for 30 minutes and then we come back home. I love stuff like that. I love doing that. I love, you know, talking on the phone with her, even though I'm not much of a on the phone kind of guy. When she calls, I pick up. I could be on the toilet. I could be in the shower. I could be half asleep. She calls, I'm picking up, and we'll just sit there on the phone. We may not even say words to each other, but I love that. And side note, I'm going to be talking a lot about my girlfriend because we just celebrated our 1-year anniversary, so get ready. It's going to be fun, though. Like, I'm gonna make it fun, but just to let y'all know, I'm going to mention my girlfriend a lot. And plus, it's Valentine's Day, so fuck y'all. It's the knowing your love language, knowing the love language of the person that you're pursuing or the person that you're with is very important, because it helps you kind of, everybody loves differently. Like, you know, there's questions. If you haven't taken the love language test, just go to Google and type in love language quiz, and they'll give you all the questions right there. You can just take it for yourself. It takes about maybe 5 minutes, if that, to take, and it lets you know, like, you know, you enjoy quality time, you enjoy physical touch, you enjoy being gifted, you enjoy words of affirmation. It kind of ranks it as far as which one you love more and which one is, you know, not as important. So like for me, for example, I am quality time. I love to spend quality time with my girlfriend. That is like my most, like, I think I got an 11 on that one, which is the highest I can get. And then my least, love quality I appreciate is being gifted something. You don't have to give me gifts. I don't really care much for gifts. And if you do get me gifts, it doesn't have to be this crazy expensive, you know, item. Like I said, give me a pack of Jolly Ranchers. Give me a pack of Sour Patch Watermelons and I'm good. Like, that's more than enough for me. So you learn your love language. Find out what you love about being in love, I guess is what it's for. And then kind of incorporate that into your relationship, and don't be afraid to find out what your significant other enjoys. Like, if your significant other just loves to be touched, you know, then touch them more. Be more physical with them in a more romantic way, I guess I can say. But love language is important. Find out, take the test online. It's fun, actually. I think it's fun to kind of see the questions that they ask you, like, which one is more important to me? And then you just kind of learn yourself. But like I was saying earlier, me and my girlfriend celebrated our 1-year anniversary on February 9th. So shouts out to us. Love you, babe. But and it's been a wild journey. I'm not going to lie. It's been a wild journey for me, because this is hands down the best relationship I've ever been in. And I'm not just saying that because she's listening. I'm not just saying that because, you know, I do a podcast. This is truly, truly the best relationship I've ever been in. And it's because I have grown so much as a man this past year. You know, going into, you know, 2019, I was single. I'd been single for maybe 2 or 3 years. My self-esteem was low. I hated, like, I didn't think I was worthy of love. I didn't think people wanted to be with me. You know, I was on Tinder, I was on Bumble, I was on all those dating sites, and I just didn't seem to connect with anybody. You know, there was a few people that we went on dates and stuff, but it just kind of fizzled out. But I was really at a low point when it came to, you know, the dating scene. And then I met my girlfriend. And we talked for maybe a few months. I played hard to get, I'm not gonna lie. I was like, she was very persistent on trying to be with me. And I was like, you know, we'll see. I gave her every excuse in the book. She was real close to like cutting me off too. Like I think she was telling me a story about, she was like, if he don't hit me up today, I'm blocking his number. And I think I'd hit her up like 2 hours later or something like that. But yeah, man, I played hard to get, and she doesn't live close to me, so I had to, you know, drive up to see her because she was in school and stuff, things like that. And I'm a homebody, you know. I go out every now and then, or I used to go out every now and then, but for the most part, I love being home on a Saturday in my bed, playing video games, listening to music, watching TV. Like, that was my thing. And the fact that I was getting up to go see this girl, you know, that was big. Like, she got me out of bed to go be with her. And I remember we were laying in bed, we were watching some show on Netflix, and we're watching it, and we're snuggled up together, and I like just kind of black out, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, I can't believe that, like, I'm here. I can't believe 3 months ago I didn't think I would find love. I didn't think I deserved love. I didn't think anybody wanted to be with me. I didn't like how I looked physically. I didn't like, you know, I felt like I needed to be tall and have a full beard and have a six pack and all this other stuff. And I know it's crazy. Like, thinking about it now, it's stupid, but that's just the state of mind I was in back then at that time. And I couldn't believe that here's somebody who, like, if you ask her, she pursued me. And here I am, a woman who pursued me, wants to be with me, and I'm happy. So I'm thinking of all these, and I said, hey, roll over real quick. And she rolled over and she faced me, and I said, hey, man, I really love what we have going on here, and I feel like, you know, I feel like we can go the distance, and I feel like we should be exclusive, and I feel like I want you to be my girlfriend. And I don't know if I said that word for word, but let's just say that's how I said it. And she was like, about time, nigga. Damn, I've been waiting for 3 months for you. But and she said yes. And February 9th, we became boyfriend and girlfriend. And we had like our first official like date that night too, because we went to a really nice sushi spot. And yeah, and 365 days later, and here we are. We're still here. You know, it hasn't been easy. It has not. I can tell you right now, if you know me and my girlfriend, you, from the pictures that you see and from the way she talks about our relationship and the way that I talk about our relationship, you would think, like, yo, we were, oh, maybe not. Maybe you may not think we're the perfect couple, but I know a lot of people are, like, very happy for us. And like, oh, you guys are great, and you guys are going to get married and things like that. But it was hard, man. It's been a rough year. Because, at least for me personally, because I thought, even though I had all my doubts about myself, I knew that I was a good guy. I knew that I was a good man, and that if I did find love, this person would never doubt that I love them. They would never, it'd just be perfect. Like, I thought the next woman I found would be, it'd be a perfect relationship. Come to find out, I'm not a perfect man. And that was brought up plenty of times over the past year. And me and my girlfriend had to have a lot of tough conversations about me not living up to the standards of a man she was expecting. And that hurt. Like, I remember she told me one time that I think I didn't get a haircut for like a couple weeks. My nails were a little long. I don't really know why I was in the state I was in, but physically I wasn't, she told me she wasn't as attracted to me as she usually is. And I'm thinking, first thing, you know, I'm like, well, like, what are you talking about? Like, my nails aren't that long. They aren't that crazy. My hair isn't like nappy and all out of control. Like, it looks decent. What do you mean you're less attractive to me? And it wasn't until she explained it to me, I was like, damn, I didn't like, it's hard to hear, you know, somebody that you love tell you, hey, kind of not attracted to you the way you're looking right now. You need to clean yourself up. That's hard to hear. And I really took that to heart. And I made an effort to, you know, be more, I don't want to say hygienic, because it's not like I was dirty, but to keep myself well groomed, you know, cut my nails more often, cut them better, you know, file them, you know, get haircuts on a regular basis, you know, keep everything nice and neat. I got a skincare routine because my skin was all over the place. So it was just little things. I'm like, wow, I'm not as well groomed as I think I am. And then we had a conversation about how she felt like, I think I said it earlier in the podcast, she felt like, you know, I didn't reciprocate the amount of love that she was giving. And at the time, I'm thinking to myself, you know, I don't know what you're talking about. I tell you I love you every day. We talk on the phone every day. We spend as much time as we can with each other. You know, we go on trips. We do all these things together. What do you mean you don't feel like I love you as much as you love me? And she explained to me what she meant. And I'm not going to lie, that shit hurt. Like, as here I am talking all this shit in my head. Yo, I'm going to love the hell out of my girl. And she's never going to doubt that I don't love her and blah, 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 blah. And here's my girlfriend telling me that she couldn't tell me if I was deeply in love with her. And I was deeply in love with her. But the examples that she gave, I couldn't believe it. It really hurt. And I vowed to do better. And I feel like I've done a lot better since we had that conversation. But even then, over time, there's just been little things that I thought I would have been great at, but I wasn't. But at the end of the day, the great part about it is that we had those conversations. That's what I love about our relationship, is that, yes, we can have these hard conversations. And yes, it may lead to an argument. Yes, you know, we may disagree on things and say things we don't mean, but we have the conversation. And we never go to bed mad at each other. You know, we may be silent for a couple of minutes and then really express our feelings to each other, and then we work through it. And I feel like because of that, I have grown as a man. I feel like I am 2020 Rudy is so much better than 2019 Rudy. Like, she's done so much for me. She is, just from the experiences that I've had in 2019 alone, were incredible. I went to Carnival for the first time. Like, I'm Bahamian. My grandfather's Bahamian. I embrace my Bahamian heritage, you know, going to Carnival and seeing all these, you know, Caribbean, you know, the food, the music, the dances, just to be able to be a part of that I would have never thought that, you know, that's something I would want to do, to be out there dancing, you know, catching wines and drinking all day and just embracing my Bahamian background. Like, I would have never thought that, but it's only because I met her that I did that. You know, I went to a lot more parties. I mean, I'm not much of a party guy, but I went to a few parties last year and enjoyed myself. And I'm looking forward to going again. You know, I've met her friends. Her friends are great. Her friends, outside of my girlfriend giving me confidence, her friends give me confidence to be, you know, just more social, more active, just to be me. You know what I'm saying? And just as far as just the support that she's given me, the advice she's given me, I couldn't ask for a better girlfriend. And for us to have spent this 365 days and it feels like we've been together for years, you know what I mean? And I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with her. So happy anniversary, babe. I love you. I know that you didn't probably weren't expecting all of that, but neither was I. And I hope you guys enjoyed that. But I think I'm done. I think that's it. I think I'm going to wrap it up there. You know, Valentine's Day 2020. If you guys don't have anything planned, please, you know, don't feel down about it. Make the best of your situation. You know what I mean? Like, if you got a bunch of single friends, get together, go to somebody's house, eat some chicken wings, drink some liquor, play some Cards Against Humanity, and have a good time, you know? If you're in a relationship and things are kind of on the rocks, you know, make up for it. Like, this is the day to get back on track. This is like tax season. You know what I mean? Like, this is the day to get back on track and to really, you know, kickstart, you know, whatever relationship you're in. If you're in a situationship, you know, have that conversation. Sit down with that individual and let them know how you feel and what you expect from them. And if they're not willing to meet you halfway, then, you know, you may have to dead that situation. But thanks so much for joining, guys. But oh, I promise I'll give you my information. Social media. Where's my phone? Here it is. Okay, so You guys can follow me on IG. My personal IG is Jax Vier. It's J-A-X 2_VIER. That's my IG. If you want to follow the podcast on Instagram, it is Nacho X Podcast. So my personal IG is Jax, J-A-X 2_VIER. And then podcast's Instagram is Nacho X Podcast. Now, if you want to follow me on the more superior social media app, follow me on Twitter. My personal Twitter page is Jax Vier 4, J-A-X-V-I-V, as in Victor, I-E-R 4. And then the podcast's Twitter is Podcast Nacho. So follow me on social media. Hit me up. Let me know what you guys think. If you're interested in being a part of the podcast, if you want to be a co-host with me, please hit me up and let me know. If you have my number, you can just text me. If you don't, hit me up on my social media. I'm going to put all the information in the description just in case you guys didn't catch it or if I wasn't clear. I'll put it all down there. Thank you guys so much for joining. Let me know how this episode, what you guys thought. Let me know what you think. I do care about your thoughts. You know I say it's my thoughts, not Joe's, but I want to hear what you guys have to say. Again, thanks so much for joining. I'll see you guys next week. Peace.